Okay, let's get into Baba Basra. Kuf Ayin Beis. Kuf Ayin Beis. We are on Kuf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom. Again, today's shir has two sponsors. First day shir is sponsored again. This week's shir is sponsored. L'Rizchus L'Refuah Shleima Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, a pillar of the Boca Raton community. By the Nussbaum family, we thank them for their sponsorship. As well as today's the yard site of Mrs. Lily Weiser, Leah Bat Yosef, mother of Susie Yari, Judy Goldring, Yossi Weiser, and Esti Kaplan, grandmother of Eliza Ginsburg, and many other grandchildren and great-grandchildren, a Jewish Chayal, her neshama, should have an aliyah. Okay, so now let's get into Baba Basra, Kuf Ayin Beis, Kuf Ayin Aleph Beis. We're talking about Shtaris, we're talking about Shtar Meuchar and Shtar Mukdam, a sugya that comes up in Maseches Sanhedrin, but today we will talk about it from the vantage point of Maseches Baba Basra, as we spoke about the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Yossi, about Kosvin Shovar or Ain Kosvin Shovar. That was the Mishnah Daf Kuf Ayin, whether the Loveh is the one that we're going to make responsible, or the Malveh. That was the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and we ended up saying that the reason that we would not write a shofar, that we would write a shofar according to Rabbi Yossi, that's what Rabbi said yesterday, is Eved Love Leish Malve, that really the Love is the one that's Meshubat, and even though that doesn't apply to every type of shtar, so the Rashba said, Lo Plug Rabbanan, and once we say it by certain shtaras, by shtari Milve, then we would apply it by all shtaris. Then we discussed Rav Hamnuna's chilik, and that was the last point we made, that maybe there's a difference between shtari halva and shtari mekach memkar, because sometimes there's worries that there might be churva, there might be takala that might come out of it, in certain cases with the shovaros. That was the last point that we discussed. So now we are about 8 lines up to the bottom. Amar le Rav Yemel Rav Kahana, va'amri le Rav Yirmiya midifti le Rav Kahana. Right? Someone said to Rav Kahana, I'm reading with the Bach, right? Nowadays, we just said that in order to solve problems, one might not be able to write a shofar, but says, say these amorim to Rav Kahana. Nowadays, we write shtar mu'ucharis v'kasfina tavra, right? The problem is, if you write a shtar mu'uchar, post-dated document, and you write a shofar, the problem is that the date might even be after the shofar. That's what we said. And there's a worry that I might bring the shofar. I paid you already, or I bought the land from you, and you say, no, this is a different one. This is a different transaction. So what do we do if we already, that's the minog, so why isn't there a worry that the malve or that the seller might try to hold the love or the buyer in a certain predicament, says the Gemara, Basar to Amalu Rabbi Abba Lasafre, because we know it's after Rabbi Abba already told his sofrim, told his scribes, gave them specific instructions. What did he tell them? Kasvisu shtar meuchrei. When you write shtar meuchar, it's kisvuhachi. Write the following in the shtar meuchar. Shtar adinan lo bezimne kasvini. This shtar was not written in its proper in the time that's written on the get. El icharnuhu v'kasvanuhu. This is a shtar meuchar, right? Without writing the specific date of what day it was written. Right, and therefore that would solve the problem, because any time a person would say, oh, this is a new, but no, it's a shtar meuchar. It could have been from beforehand. So we don't know, so he would have to prove exactly when it was written, and that would solve any problem of takala. Or similarly, Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, Va'idna deloka avdinan hachi. Right, nowadays we write meuchars and we write shovar. What do we do? Tosas points out, maybe this, it's talking about a case where they forgot to write this statement in the document. So is there any other option? So Tosas, explains this line of the Gemara. Yes. When you write the shofar, write the following in the shofar. If you knew exactly the date that was written in the shtar, write the shofar to be after that date. Ilo, and if not, kisvu stama, right, write it stam. Don't put a date in the shofar. Because then, whatever date is written on the shtar, that he might be mamsi, still the shofar will be afterwards. So either way, you cover your bases either with the shtar, the original shtar, putting in an extra line, or with the shofar itself. And lamaisa, it would negate any type of shtar that is picked up. Okay. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Vyamri La Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana. We continue with the Lamaisa. But nowadays, we don't do that either. We don't write anything in the shtar. We don't write anything in the shofar. So is there any way to save the minhag? Right. So what do we do? So amale rabbanon tikune takini. Manda avid avid. I don't understand, answers Rav Kahana or Rav Ashi. The Rabbanan created a certain system to save, to protect the people involved. They don't avail themselves of that system. That's not our fault. We already said what to do. Right? People are doing maruchas without it. If the Rabbanan told them, advised them, what is a way to protect themselves, and they don't do it, so that's not the Rabbanan's fault. There's no reason for us to make a preventative takana if they're not following what we already did. Iyuhu da'afse anafshe, it's their own fault, and therefore, there's nothing more that the Rabbanan can do. But again, Lamaisa, this is what would help, putting in these extra lines into the shtaras, both in terms of the shovar and in terms of the shtar. Okay. Amalahu, third line. Amalahu, Rava Barafshila, Lahanu, Kasvi Shtara Aknayasa. So again, what else did certain Rabbanan tell their Sofrim in order to protect, prevent problems in the future? So Rabba Barav Shila told those who wrote his Shtaros Aknayasa to those Shtaros of Mikne. What does that mean? As we'll see in the Gemara, excluding Shtare Milve. This is not talking about Shtaros of loans, but it's talking about Shtare Mikne, meaning Hakna of Mechira or of Matana, as we will see. So he told the Sofrim who wrote the Shtare Mikne. The Rashbam says on the fourth line, Kosvei Shtar Matana, She'en Kasabo Achrayas, V'lasi L'mishrabi L'kuchos, either to those who wrote the Shtare Mikne to give a Matana where there is no Achrayas, as we saw yesterday also, Inami Shtar Mechira, She'kasa Ben Achrayas, or it's a shtar mechira, which would be terav lekuchos. What did he sell them? Back to the Gemara. Ki kasvisu shtari akneyasa, iadisu yoma takanisu bay kisvu. If you know the exact date that the kinyan took place, if you know exactly when the transaction happened, so then you should write that. Right? To protect the recipient. Right? In case, let's say the seller would sell it to a different person after he sold it to person A. So that would be a problem if there wouldn't be the date of the sale. So that's why Rav Shila used to say, if you know exactly what day the transaction took place, that's better to write it, because that would protect the recipient in the future. Again, all of these are lamaisa advice in terms of Dine Mamanis, right? The Rashbam says about the 10th skinny line, Digalamecha Shemachrechein Nitrala Acher Shalokadin. It could be that they're going to give it to somebody Shalokadin afterwards. So that's why by all these Shtare Hakna, that's what you have to write. But the Rashbam continues, Aval Shtare Halva'a Sheishbo Achrayas. If there's a Shtare Halva'a Lo Yichtov El Yom Shoebo Achshav. But Shtare Halva'a, you cannot. You cannot write this. If you write the day that the kinyan actually took place, then fine, that's earlier. But Shtari Halva, that would be called a muktam. And that would be Terev Lekuchos improperly, and that you wouldn't be able to do. So that's why he told those who wrote the Shtari Hakna, when you write them, write the day of the kinyan. V'ilo, kisvu yoma de kamay sube. And if not, at least write the day of that you are standing on today. Elo kis, if you don't know the day of the earlier kinyan, at least write today. What, you're gonna estimate what was in the past without knowing for sure? That's also not good. Why? Because then it'll be Mexican Meshaker. If there's a date in there that is not the correct date, right? You can't just estimate to what you think would be the date that occurred. Interesting case of the Chashuki Chemed here. We'll start off with the Chashuki Chemed today. And that is, there was a case where somebody wanted to give a there was a shul that needed a Sefer Torah. So the Rav went to a certain philanthropist to see what he could do. And he said, yeah, I will pay for half. I'll pay for half the Torah. Bahalavaya, he quotes, Bahalavaya Shah Rav Yisrael, Yaakov Flaum, Shah Asher Gadol, Ula Atzmos Tapik Bekav Heruvin, Vakal Atzmos Nasal and Stokka, gave a lot of Stokka. Anyway, Sefer Echad Mirashi Yeshivas. Maisa Shigati Al Manoach. Visiparti Lo, I hate in the Yeshiva we need a Sefer Torah. So he said, okay. Hamanoach Amar Li Shema Huyitrom Chetzi. Ukshemsa Torim Lachatzi Hasheni. You find someone else to, I'll split it. I'll pay for half. You find somebody else to pay for the other half. So he said, fine. And he understood from that, from him that if he doesn't find the other half, maybe he could come back. But he said, please try to find the other half. So he went and he found someone who would pay for half the Torah, but the second person that he found made a tanai. Shala Sefer Torah, yichtvu rak et shmo. He wants his name on the Sefer Torah only. I'll pay for half, but, you know, I want my name on the Sefer Torah. Even though I'm only paying for half. So he went back to the first person and said, this is what he said. So the first person was, Samach Ma'od, V'amar li Adzechi Pasti. I wanted to pay, but I didn't want anybody to know about it. So, Ushvi lo yafi I love. Great, what would be the problem? The problem is, if a Sefer says it was Nitron by person A, and really it was only Nitron by person A and person B, is that a problem of Midvar Sheker Tirchak? Is that a problem of Mechsi Kisheker, as our Gemara says? Right? Are you allowed to write a sheker on the Torah that says this person paid for the Torah when he only paid for half the Torah? Mutarv lomar lichtov sheker kazeh kilu echad kasev akol v'lo shnayim ishtatzu b'ksiv asa. So the first half of the piece, he goes through what we discussed a few weeks ago. Right? We had a source already in the Gemara that when somebody does something in terms of a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah lefar same. The Rama quotes it in Yoredeya in Reish Mem Tes Sif Yud Gimel. We discussed this. Misha makdish davar litztaka muhtar lo sheyichtov shmo alav she'ein lo lezikaron. It's mutter to write a name on it, so it could be Lizikaron. Beroy Lasos Kane. Right, and the din is based on the tshuva of the Rashba, which again we discussed then. I'll read it again in a little bit. Umidas HaTorah. This is a chelik aleph simin tof kuf pe aleph. Midas HaTorah hu shehi koseves umefarsemes ose mitzvah. Vim HaTorah asta Kane. Srichan arnu lahalech achar midas eshel Torah. Shein darchei noam. Where do we see the Torah wrote down mitzvahs that people did? And the Medrash even says, if they would have known, they would have done even more. Batzalas Yosef. Sheitzilu Ruvein miyad achiv. Kasav ala vakasav. Yishma Ruvein miyatzilu miyadam. And Boaz. And, all the other examples that are given in the Medrash. Shemiyah adam osem mitzvah yaseh b'leif shalim. Shilo hayyodeya. Here's the Medrash in Rus. Shilo yodeya Ruvein shakadosh baruch hu. Machtev yishma Ruvein yatzilu miyadam. Biktefoy milichol aviv. If Ruvein knew that it would be written down in the Torah, he would have taken Yosef back on his shoulders. And if Aaron HaKohen knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would write, V'idei hu Yotzei l'kvasecha v'rachav samach v'libo, he goes out to greet Moshe Rabbeinu and he's very happy, but tu b'muvim cholos, ha'yos l'grasa, he would have written and made a parade, and also by Boaz. But either way, that's the Medrash. And then we had back in Yesh Nochlin, Daf Kuf Lama Gimel, that's when we discussed this, Amru b'Yosi ben Yoezer, when he was makdish some of his property to the Beis HaMikdash, and then when he found the Margol LaMikdash, the Chulu, Benogu Gizvaran Shiva, Vehikdash Shiva, remember when he gave it all, how much does he keep, and how much does he give back, without getting back into that Gemara. But says the Rashba, Mikana Talamid, Sheinogin Lichtov Kein Shemos HaMakdishin LaShamayim, Lios Lam Lizgar Tova Mitzvos. So it's a good thing, Lamaisa, to have your name on the Torah. But now we're getting back to our issue, and that is, okay, so what about our case where the person who said, I want my own name on the Torah, he's obviously not such a great tzaddik if he wants his whole name, but he doesn't want the other one. Is that a problem? So, says the Chashugi Chemed, it's not. Because we find this in the Torah also. V'idei nomar b'Torah, v'yas b'tzalal es ha'aron. Rashi says in Shmos, Perek Lamed Zayin, shelafi shenasa nafshal ha'malacha yoser mishar chachamim, nikreis al shmo. Right, which sounds like that other people also helped Besala with the Aron. But it just says the Besala did it because he was no say nafsholav, and that's why he pushed. Or Vayigak Moshe is Atzmos Yosef Imo. Right? Amar Rebbe Chama Kalosa Davar Velo Gamru Uba Acher VeGamru Malav Kasa Al Gamru Kilo Asa. Right? Helu Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael were brought up the bows, even though Moshe carried them for all the years. Still, that's not called a sheker if you write some of the people that were involved. That's what he suggests towards the end. Either they were Moser Nefesh or Hevil Yigmar, Imkin Yishlomer, Imashani Chashav, Shebliat Shruma Shelo, Loha Yecholim Legmoras HaSefer. Right, without his shruma, so then they wouldn't have been able to do it. Ubish filo, why is the besiris nefesh lichtov afilu chazi sefer Torah yitachein sheefshar lichtov alav shukasav as kol sefer va'ein bazeh sheker. Okay, so if that comes up, that's not a problem. Some people want to hide what they do, but that's what he says here on the mischazi kishikra. In the case of the Sefer Torah. Okay, we are still talking about issues relating to Sofrim, how the Rabbanan of the time gave message to the Sofrim. This whole Gemara, by the way, is related to the idea that in the Gemara we have everything. Right? We don't only have halacha, we have good advice. Right? This is what the Rabbanan told the Sofrim, good advice, so people will take advantage of you. Is this halacha? Right, we said before, some people didn't even do it. They weren't violating, they were just messing themselves up. Right? They were mara anafshe. So we know the Gemara has a little bit of everything. As if we could pick one mesecta that has a little of everything. But Basra, as we know here, that has many different topics and many different prakim. But here too, the Gemara is emphasizing the Lamaisa advice of the Rabbanan to the Sofrim in order just to keep the peace, in order to try to make sure that people wouldn't trick other people. Amalu Rav Lasafres. Now we have this advice. Rav says to his Sofrim, V'chein Amaluhu Rav Huna Lasafre. Rav Huna also. This Gemara though comes up elsewhere. This came up back in Maseches Gittin. Ki Kaimisu B'Shili, when you're in Shili, Kisvu B'Shili, write in the Shtar that you are in Shili, V'yaf Agav, the Mesimun Luchumili Behini, even though it was given to you in Hini. What does that mean? What was given to you? Rashbam, sixth Y line. Ki esvisu b'shili, v'yatem kosid sham osa ha'ir, b'shtari mechira, oshtari halva, oshtari matana, ozichron edus. If you're writing the name of the city, kisvu b'toch ashtar makom shatem yoshim sham, b'shas ksiva. Write where you are when you're writing the shtar. Klomar, b'makom ploni, kasavnu, hachmash ha'reinu b'makom ploni. Right? So, even if you are riding the shtar in a different place where whatever happened or where you were commanded to write the shtar, you should write the name, the place of the shtar. You want to write both? Sounds like, according to the shtar, you're going to write both. Right? Write the place where you are as well as the place where the event took place. Right? That seems pashut. But Rav and Rav Huna said, also write the place where you are, because people are going to know about the shtar being written in place B, even though it's written about what happened in place A, or where you were told to write the shtar, and therefore it could lead to problems. You should write exactly where you are. Or the opposite. Ki kabisu behini, kisvu behini, avagav, de besiri luchud, mili beshili, even though the things were given to you, in shili, right? What's the chiddush? So the pashas, the chiddush is based on what we just said, right? It shouldn't be mechzik, kisheker, that if people know where the shtar was written and they don't see that shtar, that place. It just says so-and-so, you lent so-and-so money in Healy, but they know the shtar was written in the other place, in Shili, right? So therefore, on the pashas, it shouldn't be mechzi, kishikra, but it also might have to do with something deeper, and that is where maybe to write down the place where we were told to write the shtar. That, as we've discussed, is a crucial ingredient in the ksivas hashtar. So maybe that's also a fundamental idea here, not just to write, of course, practically that's where you are, but where was the shtar conceived? What's the key ingredient in the shtar? The Dasa Meschayev, as we know, just to review what we discussed a little while ago, but it's in this parak, so we have to discuss it again. The idea of how Shtaros get over the problem of Mipiyam Olomi Piksavim. We know the Gemara tells us that one can't send their Eidus Piksav. If there are Eidim there, so then you have to say it, you can't write it. Mipiyam Olomi Piksavim. Ask all the Rishonim, but how about Shtaros? How do we solve that problem of writing a shtar? We know that's also a principle that's based on psukim. In Yirmiyahu, right, we have the psukim at the beginning of this parak. So how do you get over the principle problem? There he is, the answer is given. Rabbi Tam quoted in Yevamis and in Gittin, Yevamis Lamed Aleph or so, where the Rabbi Tam says, no, really, you're allowed to say Eidus Piksav. It's just excluding someone who cannot, in Ilema mute. Meaning it's based on Rabbi Zeira called Haro'i Labila. You need the potential, even though you don't need it to actually be done. As long as you could write the Eidus Bishpalpa, you could give the Eidus Balpeh, you're allowed to write a Piksav. Okay, Rabbi Tam limits the Mipiyam Lo Mipiksavim very much. But what does the Baal Hamor say in Yevamis? What does Tosfos say in Maseches Ksubos on Daf Chaf? Da'as HaMeschayev. Mipiyam Lo Mipiksavim means you can't write a third party, you know, writing the evidence, writing what happened. But if the person who is committing themselves gave the command, he said, you do this, Da'as HaMeschayev, so then that's fine. As what the Rabbi Lamar calls it, that's Mipik Savo, Velo Mipik Savam. And therefore, that's Mutter. So that's the key ingredient to a shtar, where the Da'as HaMeschayev, the person says, write a shtar that I am committing. The Mocher says, write a shtar that I'm selling this property. The Love says, write this that I owe money. Whenever there's Da'as HaMeschayev, so then that's a key ingredient. So maybe that's a little bit also behind the discussion here of Rav and Rav Huna telling their sofrim, write the place where Mesirin Lechu, where it was given to you, not only where the event happened, but maybe also where the instructions were given to you to write the shtar, because that is a key ingredient of the shtar, besides the plus the fact of where you are right now. That's why you might have to write both, right? Writing both, writing where you are, as the Gemara emphasizes here, because it would be Mechzik Yashikra if you write the shtar and you don't write where you are, but you also should write where you were told about it, not only where the event happened, but where you were told about it, because that is where the ingredient of a shtar took place as well. And again, just to emphasize this even more, when it comes to Gittin, you know, you might have even more important factor to write the earlier place, because the Da'as HaMischayev, the Da'as of Habal, the Tzivui Habal, plays so much of a role in Gittin, even more than in other shtaris, because we know that's the whole beginning of the process, that the process of gerushin might be a lengthy process, unlike kiddushin. We discussed that a couple of days ago, even back on Daf Kuf Mem Vav, where we discussed the case of the husband and wife going into the churva, if you remember, and he thinks that she doesn't know how to spell, and the Rashbam there, where we discussed that already the process of gerushin might already start with Nasanein of Lagarsha and the Tzivui Habal, Vechulu, we started that, we discussed that then. Okay, let's continue now. So that's what the next instructions that they gave their sofrim, right where you are, and right where it took place. According to the Rashbam, you're writing both. Amar Rava, second to last skinny line. Hai mandadakit shtara, bar mea zuze. Someone has a shtar that says that he's owed 100 zuz. V'yomar shavi neili trei b'nei chamshin, chamshin. He goes to a sofer and says, could you please write me, can you change my 100 for a 50? Two fifties. He goes over. I have one shtar that says he owes me 100. Please, could you write this, make this into two shtaris that he owes me 50? And what if he's doing this for the benefit of the Lova? Right? Because he knows the Lova only has 50. He doesn't have him pay 100. So we're going to get into the issues of Shovar. He's going to have to write the, hold on to the Shovar. You know what? I have a better idea. I'll go to a Sofer and I'll get him to split the shtar into two of 50. So it'll be fine. We'll rip up the shtar that says 50. He'll owe me 50. He won't have to hold a shofar. Says the Gemara, lo mashvidan lahu. Rava says we don't do that. If they both agree, they can do whatever they want. If they both agreed. But if not, the malveh cannot do this without the asking. Lo mashvidan lahu. Why? My time up. What's the problem? Isn't this better for him? Because then the loveh will not have to hold on to a shofar if it can only pay half. Says the Gemara, no. It also works out to a lara for the loveh. Of the Rabbanan Milsa, the Rabbanan did something here, to Nichale Lamalva and Nichale Lova. If you really think about what the Rabbanan said, by not allowing it to be split into two, that's for the benefit of the Malva and for the Lova. It's not purely for the Lova, and therefore you can't do it. How is it? So Nichale Lamalva, Kadesha Yaakov Lafaro. The Malva is happy not to have two of 50. I mean, the Malva is happy to still have 100 and let the other guy, the Lova, have the Shovar, because that would encourage him to pay. Right? Because he doesn't want to have to worry about the shofar to hold on to it, so he'll have to try to pay as soon as he can to rip up the malvis shtar, right? That's exact svara that we had in Rabbi Yossi on yesterday's daf. Kadesha Yaakov Laparo, number one. And number two, that's why it's nicha to the malve, not to split it into two. And v'nicha lalove, ki heche denifkam shtara. And also the love is happy because he wants to be pogame the shtar. What does that mean? The Mishnah says in Maseches Ksubis, the Rashbam quotes it from Ksubis Pezayin, that if there is a shtar that is already half paid, and the Malveh agrees it's half paid, or whoever's collecting agrees it's half paid, they can only collect with a shvua. Hapogebes Ksubasa, the Mishnah says there, lo tifara ela b'shvua. If somebody is pogame, somebody weakens their shtar by saying it's already half paid, so they can only collect again with a shvua, because maybe it's all paid, maybe they're making it up. But who had in lechala shtaris? That applies to all shtaris, as the quotes the Gemara in Maseches Shvuos as well. So it's good for the loveh, because the loveh knows here that the malveh is only going to be able to collect with the shvua. There won't be any funny business. He won't try to collect. Won't try to go beyond what he is allowed to do. So that's why, even though in one sense, yes, splitting it would save him from holding on to the shofar, but in another sense, it would hurt him. He wants to have the shtar pagum, and therefore, this is what he, would rather do. And unless they both agree, the malveh cannot split it into two. If you think about, let's just do the next slide for a second. V'yamar Rava, hai mandanokit trei shtari. What about the opposite case? B'nei chamshin chamshin. Somebody has two shtaris, each worth 50. Right, you owe me 50. Two of them. V'yamar shavinu nielichad bar ma'ah. make it into one shtar. Lo mashvin alay. The same thing. We don't make two shtafifties into one shtar of 100. Avad Rabbanan Mil said, Nichalei l'malveh v'nichalei l'loveh. Right, we want both of them to be happy. Nichalei l'malveh ki heichit lo nifkom shtarei. Right, it's good for the malveh to have two of 50 and not one of 100, so he does not walk out of Bezdin with a shtar pugum. Because if it's already half paid up, it would be pugum, and he would have to, do what he can. He would have to swear if you want to collect. He wouldn't want to do that. And it's good for the loveh not to split it, not to combine it into 100. He'll have 250s because so that he won't force to hold on to the shofar and be scared to lose the shofar. No, there's one of 50, and he paid that, and that one is ripped off. So if you take these, zoom out of these couple of lines, right? Nichalei l'malveh, nichalei l'loveh, right? The yesod that we can learn also from this Gemara is that all takanas d'rabanan are l'tovatenu, right? Sometimes it might not look like it, but here, oh, yeah, why can't he do this? You know, the rabanan have the best kavanas in mind. Nichalei l'malveh, v'nichalei l'loveh, nichalei klal yisrael. That's all dinan d'rabanan are not there to limit our behavior. Without any reason, but everything is there for our benefit, right? Every siyag, every din is there, l'tovatenu. That's the power of the Rabbanan of Osas, the power of Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. The first statement that Asher Kedesh HaGadola said, right, in Pirkei Avos, Asu Siyag LaTorah, which is both on a national level and on a personal level, but the Rabbanan have that power, and we know that everything they do, everything Chazal did, every law that Chazal did was l'tovatenu, especially those that were siyagim. The mashal I think I mentioned in the past, Rav Ribiat writes in the Hakdama to his Svarim on Hilchah Shabbos. Right, he writes, he gives the mashal of somebody driving down the street and they're sitting in traffic and it's like, what's going on here? And they're late, and after an hour of sitting in traffic, they get close and they see a police car that's blocking two lanes. And they're like, why are they blocking two lanes? Why can't they just move to the side? What's going on? And they're as we squeeze over and we pass the cars, we see that there's a huge crater that the street had collapsed right behind the car, and the police car is blocking and preventing anyone from falling in. And if they wouldn't be there, everybody would smash their cars. Now, all of a sudden, we don't think that the car was a hindrance. We know that it was a protection. And that's every din d'rabbanan. Every din that they tell us what to do, when they limit our behavior, or they are machavein our behavior, or they encourage us, right? You can't sit in this type of sukkah, and you can't blow shofar here, and you, right? That's all l'tovatenu. All the siyagim are to prevent us from falling in, but also to encourage us. Encourage us to remember, right? Chanukah and Purim, right? All to remember certain events that our Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us, or to prevent certain isurim. And that's basically ke'en d'araisa, as we know, as we discussed, a couple of weeks ago, right? Every din, even every minog possibly, is patterned after a din d'araisa, as we saw from the Tosfos said earlier, a couple of days ago, when the Gemara was looking for a precedent, the Gemara said, quoted the case of sukkah, remember the airspace by the sukkah. It's better to have pasul schach than to have airspace. And the Gemara quoted back on Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara quoted to allow the Adim Psulim to sign a mashal from Sukkah. And Tosfos there said, why don't we just quote a mashal from within Shtaris? Tosfos said, no, you want to find a Daraisa. You want to parallel the Drabanan after a Daraisa, not a Drabanan after another Drabanan. What's the message? Because every Drabanan is Kain Daraisa. This whole concept that we're talking about of the Drabanan's dinim are Latovatenu is patterned because all the dinim Daraisa are Latovatenu. Right? The Torah, all the mitzvos, right? What does the Medrash say? The mitzvos are Litzare Vesabrios. They're all for Toelis for us, as the Sefer Achidah goes through every single mitzvah and explains Bishar Shia Mitzvah, how the mitzvah is meant to help us, how the mitzvah is meant to give us a certain perspective, how the mitzvah is supposed to condition us. That's really what the Chinuch says at most. Acharei ha'pu'ulos nimshachos halavavos. The mitzvahs are all l'tovatenu. And as we know, even just the overlap of these two, even the Torah sometimes has siyagim. Siyag d'araisa. All the Rabbanan's dinim are there to help us out in a certain way. The siyagim or the takanis. And the Torah itself has. We know with the Lekach Tov, Rabbi Yosef Engel, with his encyclopedic knowledge, goes through in Klal Ches, in Lekach Tov, not all, but many of the examples of Siyag Daraisa, where the Torah would say, don't do A because We don't want you to come to B, even though A is also an Isser Daraisa. Right? Siyagim aren't only on the Darabana level, but on the Daraisa level as well. Right? He starts off, or he ends off. I'd say the last one first, right? The Gemara discusses in Mesechus Nedarim on Daf Yud. Amar Shimon Omer, Minayin Shalo Yomar. A person wants to be Makdashin a Karban. Amazing. But a person should not say, Lashem Ola Lashem Mincha. That's a din. Why? You have to say Karban Lashem, not Lashem Ola. Why? Right? Because Rabbi Shimon says, what if somebody says Lashem and then has a heart attack? Then they said Shem Hashem for nothing. Right? So better to say the opposite. Say Karban Lashem. Right? That's the Rush there explains in the Durham Daf Yud. Shema Yachserbo, or maybe he might change his mind. Shema Yachserbo, mi lidar, velo yomar tevis ola, benipsa, hiske, shem shemayim levatala. The Daraisa, right? That a person shouldn't say Lashem first. Or the more somewhat well-known examples, right? The first Ron in the first page of Maseches Pesachim, where the Ron says that the Isra of Yerubba Yimatse, what is allowed to even have chametz in one's house on Pesach, Daraisa, because the Torah doesn't want us to come to eat, right? Just like there are many other things that we wouldn't have poison in our house, right? Oh, we'll put it in the cupboard and we'll mark it poison. No, we'll get it out of our house. So too, the Torah is worried about the poison of chametz, right? Chametz is so chamor, and therefore, the Ron explains that we can't even have chametz in our house because we might come to eat it. Or the Kesef Mishnah, beginning of the Hilchos Tumas Meis, the Kesef Mishnah says one is not allowed to even cook basar b'chalav. Why? The Isra of Bishol, or Savashel Gedi b'chalev imo, because the Torah doesn't want us to come to eat basar b'chalav. So don't cook it, don't be involved in it. Right, many examples given. The Rashi, we'll get to this in a couple of weeks. Rashi in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Ches, or the Gemara really. The Mishnah there says, maybe the second paragraph on Daf Yud Ches, that a Kohen Gadol that has a relative that dies cannot follow the coffin. Eino Yotzei Acher Amita. Can't, right? He's not like a regular Kohen who is mutter to be Matami for his seven krovim. A Kohen Gadol cannot. Eino Yotzei after the Mita. Rashi quotes there. First daf of Rashi in the second parak of Sanhedrin. Dilma Asi Laminga. Because he might come to touch the coffin. He might be so overwhelmed and distraught, he might come to touch the coffin. But it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'hainu da'azir kra u'min ha'mikdash lo yetze, mi kedusha so lo yetze. Klamar yisrachik min ha'kir v'lo yavo l'dei tuma. Those are Rashi's words, based on the Gemara there. So again, it's a siyag d'araisa that a Kohen Gadol cannot go near the mace. So just one final one, because all of these are los assays, but it's even some assays as well. Right? There's a Rashi in Parshas Bereishis. Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, he quotes it here. It's a Medrash Rabbah. Bereishis Rabbah in Perak Yud. Amar Rav Shimon Bayochai. Right? Rashi quotes this by Yom HaShishi in Vayechulu. Amar Rav Shimon Bayochai. Basar v'adam she'enenu yodea lo ita v'lo regav v'lo sha'osav. A human being doesn't know the exact time. We can think we know the exact time, right, based on satellites, but do we know to the millisecond? We don't know. We know the exact time. So who mosed michal ha'kodesh? That's why we have a din, pashas a din da'araisa of Tosef HaShabbos. Because we don't know exactly when Shabbos starts. We're mosif. 18 minutes, 20 minutes, sometime we're mosif. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shu Yodea Riga'av Usha Usav, Nichnas Boko Chut Asaira. But that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. And therefore he could work all the way until through day six and stops on the second the Shabbat starts. Vayachal B'Yom HaShvi. That's why he says Vayachal B'Yom HaShvi. Why? Because it looks like to us that he finished B'Yom HaShvi, but really he didn't. He finished the last millisecond of day six and he's rested on day seven. Umevuar explains Rabbi Yosef Engel. Titam Tosef HaShabbos Hu Mishum Gezeira Shema Yavo Lasos Malacha B'Shabbos. The Bas of Adam and Yachal Etzamtzei Mashah. V'Yalvagav to Tosef HaShabbos Hu Daraisa. Kidiafina Brashana Daftas, Mikra, Rishabaychai, right, Azabela Tame, Rishabaychai follows his Lishitaso, right, Taitshin and Time at the Kra, if you want to say, but either way, this is the that also might relate, by the way, to Tosef HaShabbos. How do you look at it? Is it just a chumrah like a neder, or does it really have the characteristics of the day? So that might have something to do with that issue also. Okay, but anyway, back to our Gemara. All dinim d'rabbanan are l'tovatenu, just like all dinim d'araisa are l'tovatenu. Now we continue. V'yamar, I'm sorry, did that one. Let's go to a couple lines up from the Mishnah. Amar Rav Ashi. Hi, mandanok et shtara bar mea zuzei. Somebody has a shtara 100 zuz. He owes. V'amar shavninu nihilei chad bar chamshin. So you might think here, what's the matter? Rav Ashi says he's owed 100. He goes to the sofer, just write me one that I owe 50. That I'm owed 50. So he's just being mocha 50. That should be amazing. Right? Is there any downside to that? Reuben goes to Sofer, just change my shtar into owing 50 instead of 100? That's great, no? Says Ravashi, no. Lo mashmina lei, we don't even listen to that. My taima, amrinan, hai mifra para. Because what's going to happen? Because he might say, it could be that he paid up. Let's say he paid up. Mifra para, vi amar lehavli shtari. Maybe this person paid up 50 out of the 100. And then he says, can I have the shtar va amar leirkasli? And the malva says, I lost it. Because of Litav, and he wrote him a shofar that says it was a loan of 100 and he paid 50. And now this Bava is going to have a loan that says he owes him 50. He's going to say it's a different loan. Or a different, I misspoke. He repaid the whole loan. He prepaid 100. And he doesn't have a shtar. So, right, okay, I'll write you a shofar. But then I'll have a new shtar that says he's owed 50. Umafik lehai, varmale hai achrinahu. And therefore he'll say, oh, this is a different loan. You're right, you paid me 100, but this is a different loan. Right, and that's something that could be obviously to the detriment of the Malova, so therefore we don't allow him to just switch the shtaros, even though on the surface it appears to be very good, Latovas Halova. Good, says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, we're getting down to the wire here, the last couple of Mishnayos here in Maseches Baba Basra. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Achin, Echad Ani Vechad Ashir, there are two brothers, one is an Ani, one is an Ashir. Beheniach, right, might not literally mean ani. It means somebody who doesn't have the same type of lifestyle as the other brother, as we'll see. Feniach lenavien merchatz ubeis habad, and their father left them a lot of possessions, including a bathhouse or an olive press, which the ushir could use, but the ani really doesn't have any use for it. So, the ani wants to like sell it and like get some money for it. Can he sell it? Can he force the other brother to sell? So it depends, says the Mishnah, what it was used for by the father. Asan l'schar, if the father used it to rent out, so then, haschar l'emsa, then it stays being used to rent out. Haschar l'emsa, and the profit is split amongst the two brothers. Asan l'atzmo, but if you use it for personal use, so then it stays as personal use. Hari ha'asher amar la'ani kach l'chavad nevirach z'merchatz. Look, if you have servants, you know, maybe they'll want to use the merchatz. Even though the ani would want to sell it, because he has no use for it, but still, not allowed to do that. The older brother could say, this is what it was used for, and that this is what it was used for, and it can't be switched. Kach l'chazesim uba v'asei b'beis habad. You know, get some olives and use the beis habad, and therefore says the Mishnah, that is what we forced the brothers to do, or especially the younger brother. Ma inyan this Mishnah? What is this Mishnah doing here? What does this Mishnah have any connection to the rest of the parak? So if you look in the Rif, pretty unusual for the Rif to go into this type of topic, but the Rif here, and the other Rishonim quote the Rif, the Chachmei Sfarad quote the Rif, why is this Mishnah here? So we just spoke about in the last Mishnah, let's say according to Rabbi Yossi, Kosvin Shovar, that the Love is a little bit in a difficult situation. But ain't Brera, this is what the Love has to do. He's in this situation financially, and he has to hold on to the Shovar. So here too, we find one of the brothers in a difficult situation, financially, based on circumstance. Not because he did anything wrong, but this is just based on circumstance. That's what the Rif says here. That is the connection between the this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. Well, similarly, the following case where some people find themselves in a difficult situation. Two people live in the same city that are the exact same name. Yosef and Shimon. Neither of them could bring a shtar one on the other. Let's say Yosef and Shimon A goes to Yosef and Shimon B and has a shtar that Yosef and Shimon owes Yosef and Shimon $1,000. It's not going to work. Because they'll just say, no, that was mine, and you owe me. And it fell from me. It's back and forth, same name. So they can't prove. So therefore, they're both stuck. And nobody else could be motzi a shtar chov on them. Because each one of them could just say, no, the other Yosef and Shimon owes you, not me. Prove to me that I'm the one. Right, unless the Rashbam says, unless there are Edim. Right, if there are Edim, Elam Kedish Edim Bedavar, Shemi Edim Ze Lava Mize. Right, if there are Edim, then it can help solve the problem. But from the Shtar, there can't be a Raya. Or, the Nebuki Yosef quotes, if one of them was a Katan at the time of the Ksiva, at the time of the loan, that also could prove that it was the other one. Because we wouldn't write a Shtar, right, as the Gemara says elsewhere, Ein Kosvin Shtar El Al Maisa Gadol. Right, you don't write a Shtar on Maisim Ketanim. But Pashtus, in a regular case of two Gedolim in the same name, so they can't be Motzi Yishtar Chov on each other, and nobody else can be Motzi Yishtar Chov on them. Nimsa Le'echad Bein Shtarosav Shtarosh Yosef and Shimon Parua. If amongst one of them they find somebody in the city has a shtar that says, Yosef and Shimon paid up my loan, Shtarosh Yeparuin, then they're both, right? Neither of them have to pay. So Lamaisa, what do you do? These people want to live. These people want to borrow money. These people want to be involved. Ketzad Yasu Yishaleshu. Yishaleshu, just write a third. Right? A third generation. Right? Where the grandfather is. V'imayu Mishulashin. And what if the grandfather was the same name too? Right? Unusual, but let's say. Yichlu Simon. Write some other type of Simon. Right? He's short. He's tall. He's this. He's that. Right? Some other type of identifying feature. V'imayu Misumanim. Yichlu Kohen. And if they're both short, they're both tall, just write. Maybe the Shevet. Kohen Levi Yisrael. Just find something that would work. Chassam Sofer writes Shuva. What about the mother? What about the mother's name? So he said it could be. That could also be a simon, but it might not have been so common for everybody to know the mother's name. Right? What was the public? They knew how he was called up to the Torah. So that's why they know, you know, called up to the Torah. That's public. But maybe the mother's name might not have been known. Right? That's the Chassam Sofer and Eben Ezer, Chelek Beis, Simon Mem or so. The Ramah writes also. Other types in Simon Mem Test, the Ramah says, what about if one of their grandfathers is alive and one of them is not alive? The Ramah says, you could also right, that could also work. Says the Ramah, in Beis Yosef ben Shimon bi'irachas, v'ha'echad meis aviv, v'kasav b'shtar, Yosef ben Shimon shlita o niro, right, niro, the assumption is, natri rachman, that also is used for somebody who's alive. Ukamosha Kosan al Misha Aviv Chai, Im Kasu Ha'edim, Armalano Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, Havi Simon, Avalam Kasu Bishtar, Ani Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, Okayosi Baze, Livisi Miploni, Edim Kosalamata, Ainza Simon, the Chashinim Shabashani, Harim Lichtokach, Edim Lodiktakubakach, Slavakubiavakum Asadi, okay, you have to write it after the name, right? Yosef ben Shimon Shlita. The Shach is not so convinced that this is good. According to Beis Yosef, this is from the Darkei Moshe, the Beis Yosef is not so convinced, because how do you know whether the Shlita or the Nero, which is for he's alive, is going on the grandfather or is going on the father? It's going on the first one. Sometimes you're right, the father ben the grandfather Shlita, but if the Shlita is going on the father, right? So therefore it's not so clear. The Ein Regilas, he says, Ein Dvarim Nirim. The Beis Yosef argues, because de Nero lo koi el al Yosef lo laviv. And then the Darkei Moshe says back, no. Ein regilas lichtom Nero al shema ben el al shema av. Dimkin have a little cause for kodim shema av. The chay nira. So it's a controversy here. What could you use atzal? Could you use, shlita? Those types of simanim as well. The Mordechai back in the first parak. Mordechai back in the first parak discusses our Gemara here. He says in Tuf, Kuf, Tas, and he has a little different formulation about the types of discussion between the two brothers. Says the Mordechai, V'masal la'atzmo, hari ashir omer lo'ani, kak l'cha avadim, l'fi alashon mashma, shebezeh davar talui ho'inyan, shekshe aso aviyim la'atzmo, ein yochol zeh'ashini la'haskir chelko, v'eni yodeh, so says the Mordechai, you get the impression from the Mishnah, it all depends what the father used it for. Says, why can't they change it? V'eni yodeh atam, amai l'achar b'shemes aviyim lo yasa, kol echad b'chelko mashirtze, the each own part, why shouldn't they be able to do whatever they want? Why should the other brother be forced to do whatever the father did? Va'od, v'chienu yachol limkar chelko la'adam ashir sheyesh lo. You can't sell it? Mali machar, mali socher. Va'ani yidi rotzeh lomar, says the Mordechai, I think there's a different shot in this Mishnah. The lav davka zehu alashon im asa'an, el klomar im haisa ir, shemaskirin ba'mer chatzu be'sabad, va'avian asa'o lekach aschar la'emsa. Vim eina ir shemaskirin ba, v'avian asa'o la'atzmo, hari asher Klomer, it's not talking about the people, it's talking about the city. Klomer, ain't any yachalomer lo ashir, hol she ain't li, kachata chalkiv, any rose shatam ishtamish mechalkiv, echinam. The usher could say, you know, what's the usual behavior in the ear. So it takes a little focus, de-emphasizes the actual usage that the father decided. Okay, back to our discussion. Again, there's a lot more here. You know, the Tiferes Yisrael discusses, why don't you go back to a great grandfather? Right? Why do you stop? Why does the Mishnah automatically say, oh, great-grandfather, and then find some other siman? So maybe they didn't know the names of the great-grandfathers, right? Different discussions here. The Rashbam also quotes here, going way back to the first parak, Dav Yud Gimel, quotes the concept of good or agud. If you remember back from the first parak, sometimes if you have something to split up, is one allowed to say, you know, either I'll buy half from you or you'll buy half from me. Right? Do you force? That's a machlokas amaram there about good or agud. The Rashbam discusses that even according to the Manda Amar of Isdina, the good or agud, here is different. Here is different because it can't go in both directions. Okay. Viter. Says the Gemara. Who started the Nafak Lebe Dina de Marafuna? There was a star that came to Rafuna's bezda. Davikasebe, Ani Ploni, Marploni, Lavisi, Mana, Mimcha. I borrow money from you. So, somebody walks into the bezdin and has a star that says, Reuven borrowed money from you. I borrowed money from you. But the you, the name of you, is not written in the shtar. It just says you. So the person holding it says, I'm the you. I'm the one he borrowed money from. Is that good enough? Amar Rav Huna, Mimcha, Afilu Mireish Galusa, Afilu Mishvar Malka. From you, even from the Reish Galusa, Shvar Malka. What does that mean? Rov Rishonim say that this means he cannot collect. We have no idea who the you is. It could even be the Reish Galusa. It could be anybody. Therefore, you cannot collect from it. Right? The Rishonim explain here. Rabbeinu Yonah writes here, it has to be muchach mitocho, who the person who is owed. Right? You can't just make it up. Maybe this fell from somebody. It has to be muchach mitocho. Right? The shibudim that are created by the shtar has to be personal and muchach who it is. And therefore, it says Rabbeinu Yonah, we wouldn't be able to give it to him in this case. Ein b'mash b'loshin shtar zesh alava mizesh motzio digla meimer me'acher lava v'yish lo safik b'chol anshei hamakom shema echad yamil v'afil meirish kalusa avol b'shinu rogeli mohem. And even though Shadaso sent us that it was from the, even though that the, it's logical to say that it was from the, this person, still, mikol makom, ein hadavar mitbarer mitoch loshon hashtar u'be'inon sheitbarer achiyev mitoch loshon hashtar. Right, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah, then he gets into a little bit Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima, but that is an important line. There is a day in the Rashbam, there's a day in the Tshuvas HaRash that says, no, this line means the opposite. Yes, Mimcha can mean anybody, and it could mean the person who's holding the shtar, and therefore it is collectible. Okay, different shot. Amalei Rav Chizkiya Rabba, Puk Ayin Ba, Rav Chizkiya Rabba to Rabba. Go research this topic. De Lo Urta Boy Loya Rav Huna Minach. Because tonight Rav Huna is going to ask you about this. Nafak Dakva Ashkaf, so he found a similar case, what he thought was a similar case. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Get Sheish Lav Edem Bozman, a get that has Edem on it, but does not have a date on it. Right? The Rabbanu were Misakin to write his man beget, but this one didn't have. Abashalom Er, Im Kasabo Gerashtia Hayom Kusher. If they don't write the get, but they say, she's divorced today. We don't know when that today was. But as long as they say today, that's considered enough of a zman, and the get is kosher. Alma hayom hahu yoma denafik b'mashba. So you see the word hayom is general enough, but it's considered. It's the date that they were motzi the get. So achanami mimcha me'ahu gavra denafik mitute yade mashba. So just like from you, at the time of the writing of the shtar, it was clear, but it's not clear now, but it's still, we still want to machshir it, just like by the get. Just saying today is good enough. So to hear, just saying you is good enough. So that's the comparison that Rav Chisda thinks is the model for the first case. By the way, the Ritva says, if you have a shtar that says, I pay whoever is holding the shtar, that also would be okay. That would be better. Right? Whoever finds it, whoever has this holding the shtar, that's even more flexible. Amalei Abaya, but Abaya does not like this comparison. Don't compare Hayom to Mimcha. Dilma Abishol could be a lesser spirale. Maybe Abishol, who allows Hayom, he doesn't say that because that's considered the date. He says that because you don't even really need the date. Rabbi Elazar, to Amar Edeh Mesira Karsi. Maybe it's like Rabbi Elazar who says Edeh Mesira Karsi, and there, as we discussed a few days ago, and therefore you wouldn't even have to write Hayom. Right, the Rashbam says, in that case, you wouldn't even have to write it. Right, the Rashbam on the sixth wide line. Vayde matzruch abashol lechdov bo ani hayom girashtich. La mishim zman, to ein ze zman. Vel zman lo chayeshuk Rabbi Elazar. Right, well, it doesn't require to write zman at all. Elo, the boy abashol yodayim mochichos. Abashol requires proof. The Mishah Shekibla, again, is Karsham Yad. He just wants to know that the get was not given to, for Lachar Zman. No, you want to know that the get was kicked in right the day of the giving over. That's why it says hayom. We really don't need that. Back to the Gemara. Aval hachal lechush lenefila. But that's okay by the get. But over here, where it says I owe you, maybe we should be nervous that it fell from somebody else. Lechush lenefila. Amale lenefila lechashinan. So he says, Lamaskana, no, we're not Choshesh, Linafila, like Rafuna said, that, Mimcha, Filmirish Gulusa, right? So we're not Choshesh for that. And according to this opinion, right, he would be able to collect, right? And Machlokas Amaram, whether, and again, Machlokas, how to understand Rafuna, but either way, he says, we're not worried that it fell from someone else. The person holding it, we assume, is the one that it is for. Umina Timra Delochashina Linafila, how do you know that you're not Choshesh Linafila? Right, and this is, the Nesiva says in Simas Samachtes, right, if you're Choshesh Linafila, then almost all Staris would be finished. Because anybody comes in with a star, maybe it fell from somebody else, maybe it fell from the Lova. So you have to come up with Lo Chashin LeNefila. But how do you know? So our Mishnah, that's why this is here. Ditznan. We'll start this, but we'll have to continue with this tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem. Tzadash Hashem, show you be'irachas. Two people in one city. Shem Echad Yosef and Shimon, Shem Echad Yosef and Shimon. Einon Yechol Lohozi, Shtar Chov Ze'al Ze'ah. They can't take a star up on each other. V'lo Achar Yechol Lohozi, Yalei Shtar Chov. And nobody else can. Ha! Heim al acherim yecholin. But what if one of the Yosef ben Shimon, what's the one case that's not quoted in the Mishnah? Where one of them is owed money. So if one Yosef ben Shimon comes and says to someone else, you owe me money, why can't that other person say, no, I owe to the other Yosef ben Shimon? Well, I have a star. Choshesh lenefila. No, we're not choshesh lenefila. V'amai lechosh lenefila, elalav shvamina, lenefila lo chayshina. We're not choshesh lenefila, and we assume this Yosef ben Shimon is holding it. We're going to have to get into, so then, why, in the earlier case of that Mishnah, if one Yosef ben Shimon is holding the star, why can't he collect from the other Yosef ben Shimon? If we're not choshesh lenefila, let's assume that he is the one that is owed the money. So, that we'll have to talk about, but this is, some more of the issues of Shtaris as we continue into the last couple of days here of Baal Basra. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Refuah Shleima, Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya, and sponsored, by the, Weiser family, Ilui Nishmas, Mrs. Lily Weiser, Leah Bat Yosef, mother of Susie Yari, Judy Goldring, Yossi Weiser, Esti Kaplan, grandmother of Eliza Ginsburg, and other children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Atreishas Chayel, her neshama, should have an aliyah. Okay, we will stop here.